This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, I'm going to walk you through a data sequence en route to this next story. In 2021, sales of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and straight-up fully electric vehicles were 8.5% of all new light-duty vehicle sales in this economy. In 2022, it was 12.3%. So far this year, 15.8%. And in the third quarter of this year alone, 17.7%. That's according to the Energy Information Administration, which we should say gets its data from Ward's Intelligence. Anyway, all of that, if you plot it on a chart, is a trend. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what's going on.
More people are buying electric vehicles these days, partly because there are more of them to buy. Pandemic supply chain issues have eased, and
manufacturers have been offering more EV makes and models.
Michael Dwyer at the Energy Information Administration says there are almost three times as many kinds of EVs to choose from now as there were in 2020. More SUVs and crossovers, and now pickup trucks, too.
A space that hasn't had any electric options at all until last year.
Car companies are also making more hybrids, says Stephanie Brinley at S&P Global Mobility.
Honda, for example, is getting more aggressive about making sure that they have more CR-V hybrids available. Toyota has more and more models that are hybrid only.
And she says hybrids appeal to a different kind of person than EVs do.
Today, electric vehicles are still being sold primarily to innovator and early adapter buyers. You have a whole mainstream buyer out there who's interested in participating more, but not necessarily ready to take the full leap. And hybrid gives them that opportunity.
Most EVs on the market now are also luxury models and more expensive upfront than hybrids and gas-powered cars. But Jessica Transic at MIT says prices have come down this year.
You see 20% drops, you know, 10%, 5%. Some of that is improvement in the underlying technology. Some of that is what's called forward pricing, where companies are pricing strategically in order to gain market share.
But for EVs to be more accessible to more people, she says, we're going to need more affordable entry-level models to come out. And that's just starting to happen. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.